Can we call this the self-indulgent first birthday party? Just to warn people who would like to listen to funny content and learn something rather than us just talking about ourselves.
I like that.
The self-indulgent birthday party. Yeah. Podcasters Done. Talking about themselves and their own show. Hello and welcome to the
Just going straight into it?
Yeah, we're recording, Jesse. Come on. It's our birthday episode It's the birthday episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. I'm Reese, and with me is Jesse. Who's trying to struggle to put his headphones on.
And opening my white hot chocolate.
I can't open my white...
That's what I was having a difficult time doing. You're just taking the whole
Timothy
cap right off.
Hortons. Come on. Needs to sort it laid out. Anyway, it's our birthday, so we're drinking white hot chocolate.
Yep.
We've got breakfast. What did you get?
Farmer's sandwiches, which has hash browns right in the sandwich.
What?
I know.
What is
I know.
Is this? We got what looks like... we got breakfast. We're going to eat the breakfast. Mm-hmm. And also, we have 20 birthday cake Timbits.
Fuck yeah.
And this episode isn't sponsored by Tim Hortons. Jesse just didn't want to go to a nice place.
And now we won't be sponsored by Tim Hortons.
Mm. So this episode is a review episode of...
Happy fucking birthday, Reese.
Happy birthday, you.
We've been doing this for a year now, man.
I know. And when we started out, it was pandemic. Well, it still is pandemic, but it doesn't feel like it is for us in Nova Scotia.
Thank God. How do you feel, Reese? We've been doing this for a year now. We thought we would do 12 episodes.
I feel... like, it was a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who moved to Canada 3 years ago, having made lots of comedy professionally and worked with comedians professionally, and then come to Canada and I wasn't doing really any comedy at all. It was more kind of like straight work, which I do really enjoy. It was nice to do a comedy project, but also it was nice to do a comedy project that people actually listen to.
Yeah, I know,
which
right?
makes it kind of, which is great. I'm not shouted into a large cave. I'm hoping that there's an echo. So yeah, no, it's great. It's nice to make something, and it's nice to actually connect with people who appreciate what you're creating and having fun. So
I agree. So dear listener, thank you for joining us for our birthday celebration. Today is going to be amazing. We've invited Justin Trudeau to come and do some Mad Libs with us. We invited Aaron O'Toole to. We've got a dunk tank set up in the parking lot here. And if he gets dunked 10 times, then he agreed to publicly resign. We've got an AI John Candy that our programmer Hubert is working on creating. He's going to be doing some John
Candy. $5 million.
Yeah, it was a lot of money going into John, but we did it, you know. And we've got Rich O'Coyne. We invited Rich O'Coyne to come in and unfurl a parachute in our parking lot all by himself. I mean, it'll sound weird in a podcast, but there you go. We've got. Oh my God! Who else? Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds has agreed to do a drinking game with us where we just drink his aviation gin. Well, I shouldn't say he's agreed. We've invited him to agree to do this.
Yeah, yeah. They've all been invited to agree to turn up. Whether they turn up or not, we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
But the option is there should they decide to turn up. what is your favorite episode, Jesse, of last year?
So while we're waiting for our guests to arrive and or respond to say that they're going to arrive, we're going to review our favorite episodes and our least favorite episodes and possibly do some dramatic British readings of our reviews.
Yes. I'm going to channel Richard Burton, who Jesse doesn't know who that is. If you know.
Oh, and Yagmeet Singh. Jugmeet, not Yagmeet. Oh, my God. Yagmeet. I'm going to call him Yagmeet from now on.
Yagmeet. Yeah. He's not German.
Jugmeet Singh we invited Jugmeet to come and play Cards Against Humanity with us, which will be really fun. So while we're reviewing our own show, which is I think hilarious, we'll be waiting for these people to come and entertain all of us.
So tell me, which is your least favorite episode?
My least favorite episode. We're just jumping right into it, are we?
Yeah, okay. We are. We should. What is your least? I think, do you want me to tell you about my least favorite?
Yes.
I think my least favorite is, as I scroll through the list to try and pick one at random.
I don't like the political power of Tim Hortons. Episode.
You don't like that episode.
No, and I say that as I'm eating Tim Hortons and drinking episode. Like, I like Tim Hortons.
I just don't like the political power.
No, I don't like the episode because
you didn't quite get it, did you?
I didn't. No, I I got it. I just felt it was misleading. I thought it was going to have more oomph than the people who were in political power study who goes to Tim Hortons so that they have a better a more fuller statistic of their demographic. Like, that just felt... It was a letdown.
I'm sure that
I thought there was going to be some kind of Tim Hortons scandal when he told me.
Tim Hortons, they basically bribing the whole government with Timbits.
Right.
Not with money, just with Timbits. Justin, there's a lorry load of Timbits on his way. I think that's a fair point. But for me,
yes,
one of the toughest ones to do was...
one of the toughest ones?
Well, when we did the racist Chinese head tax episode...
It was difficult, yeah.
And also, neither of us are of Asian descent. So it was very hard to talk about racism on behalf of somebody else who you know, you don't... As much as you can try and learn about somebody's perspective, unless you live it, you don't really know. But at the same time, it was not long after that there was the big groundswell of, you know, stop Asian hate and everything like that. So it kind of... It was nice that we could do an episode that had that context of it. But at the same time, as us...
It wasn't one of my least favorite episodes, but it was difficult.
It was difficult just because I feel like as people who are... Yeah, again, I could never live that... I don't know that perspective because I've never lived it. So I always worry about us talking
about
this
issue. I know, you worry a lot.
I want it to be nice. Well, in terms of favorite episodes, though...
Oh, my God, yeah. So I think...
You
hate them all?
I hate them all. Do you know what, though? I don't listen back. I don't listen to our show. I'm not one of those podcasters who listens to their own show.
I listen to our own show.
I just want to talk, release, and move on.
Like, release, like, bowel movement release?
No, it was in episodes. So, release, TRM. Talk, release, move on.
I think, oh, God, it's my number one... is difficult to pin down, but it's between Toronto's Clowns versus Firefighters Gag War and The Happiest Prison Camp on Earth. It's a fight between those two episodes for my favorite one.
But you know what? My favorite one is actually one that as we're recording, this hasn't been released, but will be released the day before this one. And that is Jason Kenney Hates Bigfoot. Just because. And I like it because it's just so...
That's your favorite episode of all of our episodes?
Only because...
It's our latest episode.
Only because it's just so bizarre and so crazy that it's almost... It's a weird... Anybody who says Canadian politics is boring is the perfect contemporary example of how Canadian politics is the opposite of boring and how it is sometimes just as bizarre and messy as politics anywhere else because you have this weird...
We like this episode because it properly defines
what
the purpose
show.
Of our show.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Almost like Fake Wolfgate, which is another one, only because it just shows...
That's very funny.
Because it just shows how insane contemporary politics is. If anybody said to me, but Canadian politics is boring, I'd just go, no, have you heard of this story?
Have you heard of our show? We have a show.
but also, you know, Jason Kenney and his government don't like a children's film on Netflix. With an absurd storyline about nuking an oil field, and then turns out they were actually, not him, but a previous government was thinking about it. So all the opposition and everything is based, and even the
direct... Are you reviewing an episode the day after the episode comes out, Reese? Is this what you're currently doing?
No, yeah, I guess so, the day after. But also, you'd like to think after a year we've got better, so it's probably more likely to be a better episode.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our first episode wasn't too bad, but I was completely apathetic.
You were, and I think some of our listeners got oh, why does Jesse hate this so much? But then as you've got into it more...
I got excited, yeah. And it wasn't fake either. Like, I genuinely...
No, it was real.
I remember the conversation when you tried to convince me to start a podcast about Canadian politics. And I'm like, oh, God, really? Come on. And I was so... I didn't want to do it at all. We got an email. We got an email from Jagmeet. Jugmeet, sorry. Jugmeet.
Jugmeet German.
Jugmeet Singh. Hold on, let me read it. Jesse and Reese, thank you so much for the invitation to play Cards Against Humanity, but I am too busy saving a bunch of ducklings that have fallen into a sewer drain. So I'm off being a hero. I can't play the games today. Sorry. Goodbye. Your dearest friend, Jagmeet.
Well, you know, I was looking forward to playing Cards Against Humanity with him.
Right.
But he's dead to me now. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do some dramatic readings of reviews?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, like, yeah.
This was one of our... this was from the... Well, our show was barely 2 or 3 months old when we got this review. It was 1 star.
You're going to do a dramatic... You have to do a dramatic voice.
insipid, fake, and embarrassing. Some podcasts do snark really well, not these guys. If these two are going to ridicule Canada, they need to spend more time writing their scripts or listen to some Rick Mercer or The Gang at 22 Minutes and even Rex Murphy. Canadians are pretty good at self-denigration. These fellas are letting us down.
So, my response to that was to do less research and writing. This was another one star.
Too much laughing, not enough podding. Ha ha, not really that funny.
There we go. Sorry to let you down.
This is kind of depressing.
I know, it's just me reading bad reviews. This one was surprising given the explicit nature of this show. A family favourite. We love hearing about the blunders and scandals of our otherwise benign political leaders. My 8-year-old son Charlie is a huge fan and has told anyone who will listen about Tunagate and the Canadian World War II prison camp. I'm sure teachers will love his insights when it spices up his history class. Thanks for the labelling of explicit content for some episodes so that I can screen his listening.
For some episodes?
For some episodes.
Every goddamn episode.
This is another terrible one. One star.
Worst thing to ever happen to my ears, which is a strong opinion. How does this show even have one positive review? 95% of the show is two chuckle buddies laughing into your ear with absolutely nothing funny is ever happening. The most punchable podcast ever created. Please,
that's one of my favorite reviews.
If you can punch a podcast, it's us. This one I was really flattered by. It was only four stars, but you know, maybe
that means they put some real thought into it.
Yeah. The Dollop of Canada, which is very flattering.
It is very flattering.
Show.
Yeah.
The title says it all. The podcast has so much potential, but they do suggest to expand it to 45 minutes, but I'm not willing to do the work.
No.
One of my favorite ones was recently.
Stunning and Brave, which sounds like it should be positive, but it's one star.
Right.
Wow, more misinformed bias nonsense coming from the Canadian left wing. What a fresh and eye-opening experience. Who doesn't love listening to what leftist foreigners have to say about blue-collar Canadians that actually fund this country's success?
I like that review a lot because it attacks you.
Yeah, I know, it's a rare one that attacks me. But that one was, we turned into a t-shirt. So if you go to the t-shirt store, you can buy a t-shirt that says foreign leftist, I have ordered and I will wear this summer.
Sweet. Do you have your face on it?
No, it just says foreign leftist. It just labels me accordingly. Also I found that... I thought that someone was obviously very offended by the politics of this show, even though
by the politics of our show,
yeah,
or in our show,
the politics are maybe our perspective on the world. I guess they think that we're leftists.
Oh, we got another email.
Oh, who's turned us down this time?
It's Aaron O'Toole has wrote.
Oh, come on, he needs the publicity.
Well, he didn't turn us down. He's wearing his swim trunks and he. Oh, let me read this. He went to the wrong place. He's just standing.
He went to Halifax in Yorkshire, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just standing in a parking lot in his bathing suit, looking for a dunk tank, waving his arms around, flailing, and crying.
Do you want another review?
Hold on, let me just tell him where we actually are so we can see if we can get here in the next 20 minutes.
I got another one. This podcast fuddles my duddle. I enjoy sticking it in my ear holes.
Aw.
That's a good one.
Well, that is a good one.
Do not listen for a history lesson. Do listen for the bad jokes.
This was supposed to be dramatic readings. But,
I know, but...
But now it's just turned into Reese reads things, like Reese describing our Instagram account, which is one of our favorite...
Which worked.
I know, it's so weird.
People went to our Instagram account and doubled our
followers. Reese, I can't tell you
how strange... We went from 200 followers to 400 followers.
In like a week. I know, it was bizarre how much that worked. I'm here telling people, like, don't go to her Instagram account just because Reese is describing fucking images of her. And they went, oh,
can we call this the self-indulgent first birthday party? Just to warn people who would like to listen to funny content and learn something rather than us just talking about ourselves.
I like that.
The self-indulgent birthday party. Yeah. Podcasters talking about themselves and their own show.
I want to talk about some favorite episodes.
Okay, but can I share one last review that confused me?
Okay, but you have to do it in the most dramatic voice possible.
These guys always make me laugh. Love the info and giggles. Smiling face emoji. 3 stars.
It confused me so much.
It's just really difficult person to impress.
I love this one. This was a 5-star one. Every episode will leave you on the edge of your seat. Nothing but sheer, gritty, non-logical rambling about obtuse events and political discourse strung together through a backdrop of small talk and comedic relief. Be prepared for the frequent off-topic deep dives into whatever is currently in the minds of the hosts, even if it has absolutely nothing to do with the current topic.
And that's a 5-star review?
That's a 5-star review.
Because I could see that being a 1-star review.
It could go either way.
Yeah. He covered his bases. Yeah. Just reading our reviews.
Yeah. So that's enough reviews. Stop talking about reviews. And we just had we've internationally had 400 ratings on Apple.
Bah, 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 bah.
And
which is exciting.
It is exciting, but
you want it to be more, don't you?
I don't know. I just think all I ask for is Joe Rogan's crown and head on a spike. That's all I ask for.
I'll get to work on that, Reese.
Thank you. I really enjoyed Timothy's bits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Isn't that what Canadians call them?
No, but I will from now.
A box of Timothy's bits, my good man.
Oh, cheers. Happy birthday.
Cheers. White hot chocolate.
White hot chocolate and Timbits. And oh my God, it's so early in the morning, but we're going to be just bursting with sugar energy for the rest of the day.
Who is your favorite guest that we've had on?
My favorite guest? Oh, that's tough because I've...
Right. Who's your least favorite guest? Who do you hate?
I'm not going to say that. The most? Is that easy? Jesus Christ. That's a tough, oh God. See, like I'm really quite happy about getting Greg from How to Drink on our show because he's one of my favorite YouTubers.
He's good.
And I didn't think it would happen. Like it was 4 o'clock in the morning and, I had a few whiskeys and I was playing video games and I thought I'd go on Twitch. You remember Twitch? Yes. Where you go to watch people play video games or just chill out and talk to people. So
I'm aware of it, but I'm not part of that culture.
Right. No. Yeah. So,
and that's I wouldn't say that. I'm not judging people who do watch people sleep or eat food.
That's a thing. You can watch
someone
sleep. I saw that the other day. I was clicked on. I was like, someone's just there's. Why are people just watching this person sleep? It's creepy.
Call me old fashioned, but I do like to use my time, screen time, to watch something with a narrative.
Right.
But each to their own.
You watch a lot of children's
shows. No judgment. Each to their own.
So anyway, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm a little buzzed from whiskey. I go on Twitch to see who's there. And Greg, who normally has like hundreds, if not thousands of people watching him on Twitch, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and he's watching Terminator with 40 people who are also kind of watching it with him in sync.
The first Terminator, the good one.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
The second one's good too. The rest.
And like in a whiskey-induced surge of confidence, I asked him, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? And he's like, what's it about? I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. So he responded. So I typed in and told him. He's like, yeah, sure. And then it just went from there. I'm like, so I'm proudest of that one.
And we should have him back. I've got another episode idea to talk to him about.
I know. Greg, if you're listening, we want you back. I really liked having our mayor of Halifax.
Yes. Who's actually coming back here next week to my office to do another episode for another podcast.
Let's get him on for this one too while he's here.
This is like it's unrelated, but anyway, he was good fun because I love the fact that we didn't talk about any politics with him, really.
I know,
it was
right.
Very light. The other guest I like, and this is me being just selfish, was John, my friend from the UK, talking about Boris Johnson.
He was very funny.
And his having the opportunity to showcase his podcast and his range of accents that he can do.
How's this show doing, by the way?
He's doing really well. He's been in. There's a big comedy news site called Chortle in the UK, and he's been featured in there. And it's doing really well. And if you haven't listened to Meet the Street yet, he's the 4th episode went out recently, and he's incredibly well produced. And he's still doing. He's got guests, but he's also doing lots of voices as well. It's pretty funny. There's a really funny episode where it's a a tech entrepreneur who lives on his street who teaches people how to use computers if you've never used a computer before.
Okay. But
the deal is you sign up to his course and he comes to live in your house with you for like 15 weeks to teach you how to use, and you have to provide him with like 3 hot meals a day. So, it's great. It's really good. There's a lot of British humor and a lot of stuff that people might not get, but it's still brilliant.
Oh shit, we got an email. This is from the publicist of Justin Trudeau, who responded to our inquiry to have him play sure Mad Libs with us.
And his publicist has probably got a publicist, to be honest.
Sure. So we really lucked out that we got the first publicist. He responded with just some words.
Typically, that's most emails.
But it's Fury, Elephant, Mackenzie King, and Harry. Oh, it's for Mad Libs. Right. Okay, so we have to put those in and then respond.
How nice of Trudeau. Yeah, yeah. What was it? Fear, Elephants, and...
Fury and Mackenzie King.
In a sentence?
Yep.
I don't know what Mad Libs are.
Oh, well, that'll make it difficult to play.
You kept saying it. I was thinking, maybe I'll be able to work it out by the time it actually happens. Or I could have looked it up. Don't fear the elephant who has fury for John A. MacDonald. That was easy. Done.
There you go. Although the sentence is supposed to exist beforehand. We ask for adjectives and nouns, and then we fill in the blanks. But I like your version,
it sounds
too.
Like hard work, not fun.
One of the busiest men I know.
As a dyslexic, that all those words you just said are terrifying to me. Sentences start with a capital letter, end with a full stop. That's as much as I know about English.
You're doing really well. So what are your thoughts on Wafakak? Because you have said on a couple of occasions that you loved doing Wafakak. It was super fun. And then soon after Wafakak, you're like, never again. Well, absolutely never again.
Imagine doing a daily podcast for 24 days in a row.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be short, but the episodes ended up being almost as long as our weekly show.
That was.
I'm trying to record and edit them all. So I did enjoy the process, but it did nearly break me at the same time.
My favorite Wafakak episode was day 9.
Which one was day 9?
Day 9 was the end of the night of the noise. The end of the night of noise.
End of the night of the noise.
Where it started with like us making an insane amount of noise. While you counted down.
Until we could stop making noise.
Yep. But the weird thing is the night of silence was before the night of noise, and we really should have reversed them.
No, the problem is as well is we did get... Wafakak was a weird phenomenon because we got to be the number one trend in podcasting Canada on Spotify because of the intense release schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone seemed to listen, which was amazing.
So strange.
Which we really appreciate.
We appreciate it, but it blew our minds. Like, why is everyone listening to this daily ridiculous crap we're putting out?
But now, and a few people have mentioned in emails, and we really appreciate all the emails that we do get. I'm behind on about 5 I need to catch up on. But the thing was, everyone seems to go, I can't wait till Wafakak next year. So I feel like if we don't do it, people will be so upset that we have to.
I told you. When he ended it and you were all upset, I was like, we have to do this again next year. You're like, no fucking way. And
I think
like,
now it's going to be every December is going to be...
Wafakak.
It's going to have to be.
It's going to have to be. Yeah.
And then...
I knew it.
But I think what we're going to have to do, I think I've used all the Christmas stories. I did the first one. So this one, I don't know what this one's going to be. This is going to have to be other stuff.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
In the tradition of Wafakak, we'll figure it out.
But if you as the listener have more Christmas or winter-based Wafakak stories...
Oh my God, send them to us, please.
Send them to us if we haven't covered them and you really
want...
It's
fun to watch Reese break, but at the same time, I need him around.
But then we did have... That's why we had a break after Christmas. I was like, I just need to not podcast for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Even though my job is to do podcasts. I just need to do not this podcast for a few weeks. Just others. Other ones for other people. I think that is now... I don't think we have a choice.
No, we're done. We're locked in, dude.
Wafakak for life.
Wafakak for life. And the bizarreness that acronym was actually fucking taken.
I know. But there's so many...
So many shit acronyms in the world.
The other thing, you know, once COVID is over, you know, when people have Christmas festivals and there's like stalls and Mull's wine and...
Oh my God, I have the greatest choirs. Story. Did I ever tell you about... Sorry, you finish yours first and then
I was going to say we should try and organize a Christmas like festival.
A Wafakek festival? Oh my God, 100%. Are you kidding me? Of course. Have I ever told you about my favorite Christmas story, Christmas in Inglewood?
No.
Okay, this isn't...
Oh, he's shifted in his chair.
Technically, I should... This is story time now. We're turning this into story time.
Chris, is this a true story?
This is a true story that happened to me when I was living in Calgary. I was living in an... and this has nothing to do with our
Inglewood
birthday.
Was California.
There's probably an Inglewood in California, but like this is an Inglewood neighborhood in Calgary. And I'm living there. My brother is staying with me for a period of time. And I burst into my apartment and I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my God, Brett, it's Christmas in Inglewood. We've got to go. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, you don't understand. It's Christmas in Inglewood. We just got to go. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. He's like, oh my God, I got to go. I got to go. And I run out of the apartment because it's Christmas in Inglewood. Reese, it's Christmas in Inglewood. So Inglewood is this very pretentious little tiny neighborhood filled with wicker emporium stores and knickknacks and porcelain shops. Okay. And all the rich people go there on Sundays to peruse before going to, I don't know, brush their poodles or something. It's like, it's just...
Because that's what rich people do.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They brush poodles on yachts.
So I had this apartment smacked in the middle of this. It was the tiniest fucking apartment in the world that apparently once housed, like, servants... Like 100 or 200 years ago or something like that.
So it was the kind of servants' quarters of somewhere bigger.
Yes, essentially, right? So I was living in a tiny place. And Christmas. Christmas in Inglewood.
What time does Sean Connery do sport?
I don't know what.
10-ish.
That's fucking horrible.
Rest in peace, Sean Connery.
Okay, so back to the start. Christmas in Inglewood at like starting at like 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. All the wicker shops and porcelain knickknack stores and all that, they all open their doors to the public. And like, so you can come in while they play Christmas music and stuff like that. And they put up Christmas lights and you can come in and peruse while, like with all your other buddies, all the stuff that they're, but there's like free cheese.
Excuse me. Free cheese.
There's free cheese.
No wonder Fievel went west.
There's free wine and cheese. The whole idea is there's free wine and cheese, right? And so like at each shop, there's free wine.
Just for rich people.
No, like, it's free.
But I mean, it's a rich neighborhood. So it's more likely to be.
So I'm poor living in this poor apartment that used to be for like servants. And I was like, oh my God, every single shop around me is giving out free wine. I'm going to go get fucking
and
wasted.
Cheese.
And cheese. So I went, I was like, I'm going to get drunk and pretend to be rich. So that's what I do. I go from shop to shop to shop and I get a thing of wine and a thing of wine and a thing of wine. And I pretend to like, oh, this is a lovely wicker thing. This will go lovely in my boudoir. You know, and just get wasted as I went around the neighborhood. And then around halfway through, I'm downstairs in this one wicker emporium and there's a bunch of wicker emporiums. And there's this huge table of cheese. And I'm standing there by the table having a thing of wine. And these two women come up to me. And one of them is like, oh, do you represent the cheese? Are you handing out the cheese? And I'm just like, yep.
Do you represent the cheese?
Do you represent the cheese is what you said. I'm like, yep. Yes, I do. Yeah. And for the next 20 minutes, I spent.
Do you talk them through the different cheeses and where they're from?
So I made it up because I don't know a shit about cheese, right? But yeah, for the next 20 minutes, I made up what all the cheeses were. And I was like, oh, this one's called Stabilion. It's a goat cheese from Yugoslavia. The interesting thing about Stabilion is they only milk the goats at midnight.
With their mouths. With that.
And spit it into a bucket. Yeah. Anyway, they were eating it up. And the woman took out a pad of paper. And she's like, oh, what was that called again? What was the name of that cheese? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. I don't work here. And I just walked away. And her eyes just went so wide and her jaw dropped as I laughed as I walked upstairs.
You freaking out, squares. did you know, and this is a true cheese. This is a real cheese. There's an illegal cheese in Italy that is full of...
illegal cheese?
An illegal cheese.
It's
illegal
full of LSD?
Like, no, it's full of maggots.
Ew!
And the maggots eat and shit out and mature the cheese. And people make it and they make it illegally and is like a black market in maggot cheese. It's a delicacy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried it?
I've never tried it. I would try it.
Would you?
I would, yeah.
You would eat live maggot cheese.
Maybe I'd wait for the maggots to like die a bit, but I like trying weird food. I'll try anything.
Okay, this is getting weird.
It's getting weird.
Tell me about your favorite episodes, Reese. Let's go back to that.
Do you know, the weird thing is I don't go back and listen to them. So, so one episode I did like doing that felt really irrelevant to what the show is, but I thought was a cool angle was the.
That's most of our episodes, Reese.
Canada's Reese. Badass First Settlers.
That was cool.
Which was kind of like, just the whole notion that history started when Europeans arrived to go, no, there's a load of really cool stuff that happened mm-hmm. before a Viking turned up and before anybody from any European explorers turned up. And I'm kind of trying to find more information and learn more about that, the pre-European kind of North American continent, which I think is fascinating because it's just very misunderstood largely and not covered meaningfully in a lot of stuff. So
I agree.
So that one is because it opened my mind to doing new research and looking at things differently.
Oh,
but also I think it's interesting. Like there's an episode we're going to do in the future mm-hmm. about a.
Don't ruin it for me.
About basically a really powerful and influential First Nation that existed and was actually a bigger inspiration to how American democracy works than the kind of classic idea of like a Greek democracy influencing it. So
interesting.
It's really interesting.
Wow. So since it's our birthday, we've got a load of birthday activities.
Yeah.
And I'm going to list them off that
I've actually have to cut it short because I've got to go soon.
You got to go?
I can't do our birthday activities.
Well, let me do, okay. Well, you know what? Let me read the ones that we've planned and you can pick one from just
okay.
one.
Okay.
Pick
yeah.
one. So you and I go swim around in a margarita pool.
Yeah.
We can sword fight using actual broadswords.
Okay.
Watch me drink an entire bottle of single malt scotch while reading children's books.
Okay.
You reupholster all of your office furniture with leopard print.
Okay.
We have a canned food fight.
Yeah.
We have a cold haggis eating contest.
Okay.
A caber toss while naked, wet, and slippery.
Cool.
You make prank phone calls to our local MPs.
Already do that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's just mix that. And I wax my chest while crying about how much I miss my various exes.
Your various exes. Your range of exes.
Yeah. So we got time for one of these because I got emails from all the rest of the guests and couldn't make it. They were going to someone else's party, which
there's four. I got a better activity. Yeah. There's four Timbits left. Yeah. I'll put two in my mouth. You put two of Timothy's bits in yours.
No, I want to see you put all four Timbits in your mouth.
Okay. This is the activity then. Okay.
Putting all four of your mouth.
One.
Yeah, that's one. That's two.
I'm not sure.
He's not. No.
Three.
Yeah. There you go.
Four.
There we go. Happy birthday. Thank you so much for listening to our ridiculous.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Yay!
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye.